Unlike the Democratic Party, the Republican Party platform is against legalizing gay marriage, and Republican Rob Portman has agreed for years, as a congressman and senator. But now, Portman says he's changed his stand. He says individual states should be allowed to authorize same-sex marriage. In a CNN interview, he says the reason is, 2 years ago, his then 19-year-old son, Will, came out.
My son came to Jane, my wife and I, told us that he was gay and that it was not a choice. That's just part of who he is, and he'd been that way ever since he could remember. And that launched an interesting process for me, which was kind of rethinking my position, talking to my pastor and other religious leaders, going through a process of, at the end, changing my position on the issue.
We see this as a very powerful message of acceptance and love. The Portmans, frankly, have become role models.
That's Ian James, a gay rights activist who's helping lead a drive to legalize same-sex marriage in Ohio with a petition drive and ballot issue.
Senator Portman is the first Republican United States senator to take a position in favor of marriage equality.
The first Republican senator, but not the first well-known Republican to take that stand. Earlier, former GOP congresswoman from the Columbus area, Deborah Price, endorsed the idea. And before her, Dick Cheney, Laura Bush, and Colin Powell. James and some other gay rights activists are now trying to collect 386,000 petition signatures. That could put onto the ballot a proposal overturning the gay marriage ban that Ohio voters put into the state constitution in 2004. Leaders of the drive haven't decided whether they will go for a vote this November or next, but either way, James figures the Portman switch will add more energy to the drive.
This is a game changer. It moves our movement that much further, that much faster.
Ohio's most high-profile and outspoken opponent of same-sex marriage is upset about Portman's decision. Phil Burris heads Citizens for Community Values. It spearheaded the successful 2004 ballot issue, defining marriage in Ohio as only between one man and one woman. He says Portman should not have changed his stand just because his son came out.
We know many, many people who have family members who are engaged in homosexual behavior, and they don't change their position on this. They love them, at the same time telling them that, you know, what they're doing and what they're engaged in is wrong. For Senator Portman to actually change a principled position that he's held, as long as I've known him, to change his mind based on a personal tragedy of his son, this is quite confusing to me.
Over the past decade, national and Ohio polls have shown a clear gradual shift towards acceptance of gay marriage. A Washington Post poll last year showed 52% of Ohioans agreeing. Still, Burris insists his side hasn't lost its earlier momentum.
31 states, the people have voted that marriage is between one man and one woman, and only 3 states, the people have voted that same-sex marriage. So, you know, if there is a shift, it wouldn't even show up on the Richter scale.
But public opinion polls show that the young especially favor marriage equality, and even some Republicans are softening to the idea. Ian James notes one reason is the same thing that Senator Portman faced.
When someone knows someone else that is gay, they begin to look and see the inequity that that person faces on a day-to-day basis. Marriage equality is coming to Ohio. It is inevitable.
Bill Cohen at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.